I'm following the path God laid for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to work, or play. Task left undone must stay that way. I found that peace at close of day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things too I will miss. Be not burdened with time of sorrow. I wish you the sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I've savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your heart and share with me. God wanted me now. He set me free. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to remember Joan. We ask that you be with the family as they remember his life, as they mourn his passing. And Lord, be with us as we turn to you for our comfort and help us learn from your word how very trusting and faithful you are as a God. Open our hearts and our minds to hear your scripture so that we may be comforted by the words that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 23 to 27. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my hands shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. Hear also from the Psalm 23. If you know it and would like to say it along with me, that would be fine. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. go ahead and mock my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll arise again. Ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll arise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and say I'm dead and gone, but you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back.
Amen. Thank you, Brad.
Our next scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through chapter 5, verse 1. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 16, and verses 25 and 27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For if you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to Philip, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask in my name for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. I have said these things to you while I'm still with you, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The one request that Jones had was, don't have people speaking over me, talking about me. All of us have so many stories and memories of Jones, but to honor Jones's request, I'm going to try not to share too many of those. I'm going to leave those for the time of fellowship after the service. I do have to say a few things, though. I will say that Jones Tanner was a man who adored his beautiful wife. He cherished his children and his grandchildren. He loved his friends and his family, his community, his nation, and his church. He loved and cared for his wife, Helen, for 62 plus years. Almost 63.
In November.
And one of the last things he did was to ask her if she needed anything. The morning he woke up, and in the midst of having a stroke, he stopped to think about his beautiful wife. His face would light up as he told me stories about his children and his grandchildren. And he always asked me about other people in the church and the community whom he hadn't seen in a while. He truly cared for his friends. He served his nation as a sergeant in the Army Air Corps. And he served Diamond Hill Presbyterian Church as an elder. He served and worshiped and followed a living Savior, Jesus the Christ. And because Christ lives, we know that we can look at what is not seen. Because what we see around us is temporary, and we look to the eternal. We know from Scripture that God has prepared a place for us in the heavens. Jones knew and believed that, and because he believed in his living Savior, he knew that as wonderful as this place is, as much as he loved being here, that God had a better place for him, a place where God wipes away every tear, where mourning and crying and pain will be no more. It is normal to experience grief and to shed some tears when we lose a loved one. We will miss the good times that we had with them, with the husband, the father, the friends. We will miss the hugs and the smiles, just hearing his voice. And I know someone in particular who tells me she's really going to miss his kisses. We will miss being able to just share things with him. But because Christ lives, we're free to leave that mourning behind us and rejoice in the death of the body, because we know now that Jones is with the presence of the Lord. He is with his Savior in heaven. We don't have to wait for a physical death to experience the love and joy that Christ offers us. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is now. The gospel reminds us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we follow Christ's way, if we live in Christ's truth, then we will have life abundant. Life takes on new meaning. We find joy in simple ways that we sometimes missed before. We begin to see each other as brothers and sisters. We take joy and pleasure in helping others and seeing the joy on their faces. And we sleep peacefully at night, knowing that we have done our Lord's work. We know, because we have a living Savior, that we can go through life without fear. We know that our Lord is here to guide us and strengthen us for everything that we must encounter. We know that the Spirit will lift us up when times seem tough. Bill, I'm getting really bad feedback. We know that God is always in control, and that God will be in control even when we do not understand. And we know that if we live in Christ, when the time comes for us to join Job in heaven, we too, just as he has done, will hear our Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Christ will give you his peace." Let us pray. God of grace, you have given us a new and living hope in Jesus Christ. We thank you that by dying, Christ destroyed the power of death, and by rising from the grave, he opened the way to eternal life. Help us to know that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear us as we pray together the prayer Christ taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We will now have a reading of a poem. It was written by Jones' son, Gary, who had a dream on Sunday night, and he said that the Lord gave him, or actually he said, Jones gave you these words, and Diane, his sister, will come in.
I am not here. I've gone ahead to the place where Jesus said, my body is in the grave. My soul God did save. Don't weep, don't cry, or grieve. I was headed this way since I was conceived. I crossed the great divide to see the face of God on the side. I wait here for a while for all of you to cross. Or a short time it will be. And I am not your loss. I am alive and not in pain. It was not my loss, but my gain. As the Bible says, we all will die, no matter what we do or what we try. God is here, and I am in his embrace. I got to see his face.
I love you all, so do not cry. Be up with God until you die. I will see you again, as God said, when life begins.
To the DFW Post 4165 and the DOD Chapter 46 will now present the military honors.
We, the members of the veterans of foreign wars, are here assembled to pay a lasting tribute of respect to our departed comrade. When the call of our country was heard, Comrade Jones Vice Tanner answered. Self was forgotten in the cause of a greater good. As a brave man, he marched away with the abiding faith in his God, his country, and his flag. The red of our country's flag was made redder by his heroism. The white, more stainless pure by the motives which impelled him. And in the starry field of our nation's glorious banner, the blue was glorified for the American ideals. And now our honor guard will salute our deceased comrade.
Ready? President of the United States, the Congress, a grateful nation in the DFW. It gives us pleasure to present this to you and honor your husband's service. Thank you.
Thank you. And here is a card of condolence from the beer. Remember the things they want to keep in memory of the loss of your loved one. And here is some empty shells, just like the ones that we shot today. The 21-gun salute that you can keep in honor and remembrance of your passing of your level. And may God bless you.
Thank you so
sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to the Almighty God our brother James, and we commit to the ground his body, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, says the Spirit. They rest from their labors, and their works will follow them. Let us pray. God of boundless compassion, our only sure comfort in distress, looking tenderly upon your children overwhelmed by loss and sorrow, lighten our darkness with your presence and assure us of your love. Enable us to see beyond this place and time to your eternal kingdom, promised to all who love you in Christ the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord look kindly upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks.
Sing Amazing Grace, step five.
Okay, you got somewhere to leave.
Oh,
I can't sing.
Let me get.
We'll do it.
Oh, band will start it out.
Band
will start it out, Paul.
We'll do it.
We're all singing according to him together.
She can do it herself.
We'll sing two verses of Amazing Grace. And I'm going to let band lead this. It's the other one.
Mom wants to start it.
My voice is.
Well, I'm starting clear to her.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. God's praise that